Morning. We are just 1 week away from Election Day, which is November 8th, next Tuesday, but the voting has already begun. Early voting started more than a month or so ago. Joining us now is Lynette Peterson, who is the city clerk here in Northfield. Lynette, thank you so much for taking some time and coming in today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's talk about voting, since that's this time of year a big part of your job, no doubt. I guess we'll start off with the city clerk's role in the voting and the election process. What are your duties and responsibilities?
Okay, well, the city clerk is the person in charge of elections for the city. We train with the county, and then we are in turn train, our county trains our election judges, and we schedule all the election judges and just make sure that the day, election day, runs smoothly, make sure early voting runs smoothly. We do all that loose ends things.
Let's talk about early voting. Has there been, I don't know if you probably can't count the votes or anything yet, but just from the traffic you've seen, has it been pretty popular this year? We saw a big jump in it during the pandemic, obviously. Is that continued?
Yes. It's not as high as the pandemic, during the pandemic, but we are seeing an increase, and we have about 100 voters a day that come through City Hall. Now, we do early voting for all of Rice County, and then we also do for our one precinct in Dakota County, our Ward 3, Precinct 2. So we do all of those, and so we have people coming from all of Rice County to do the early voting at City Hall.
All right. And do they fill out the ballot right there at City Hall? Is it just like its own little election booth?
Yes. So for early voting, what you do is you come into City Hall, you come up to the second floor to the training room where our election judges are very eager to help you. You fill out an application. They take the application, enter you into the system, see if you're registered. If you're registered, they'll hand you your ballot for what precinct you are. And then you go over to the voting booths that are set up in there. You vote your ballot, and then you will return it to the election judge in an envelope. And starting today, it is direct balloting. So starting today, you will put your ballot actually in the machines. We have the machines up and running, and it'll be counted right like that.
Now, when somebody goes in there, are there the election judges and everybody there? Is it the same atmosphere, the same, I guess, security procedures? Just make sure you get the voting right?
Yes, it is. Our election judges are all trained in this. The staff is ready to help everyone, and you just come in as a voter. It's the same process, except for the fact that you have to fill out a paper application.
Mm-hmm. Now, the voting process, if somebody is looking to either do that or vote in person, don't know where to vote, which precinct am I in, things have changed because there has been some redistricting. Is that all on the website? Can they find that out online?
Yes. We have all of the links to find your polling place. We have all the sample ballots. Everything on our website at northfieldmn.gov. Mm-hmm. And then you can also call City Hall. You're certainly welcome to call my line directly. And I'm happy to help you and even look it up on the website for you.
All right. Good to know. The website, by the way, is a really big tool. I have used it in the past and probably will use it again as we go into election season, or as I go to elect. Rich is going to be going early. We talked about this earlier. I'm an election day guy. I don't know. I just got to go in. I usually do it after work just to see how the turnout is. And they have the counter on the voting machine so I can kind of gauge how big the turnout is. But Let's talk about the judges that you have. There's been a lot of questions about the integrity of elections over the course of the last couple of years. I guess, first of all, from an insider, a person who does that, who trains sees the training process through for the election judges, is that offensive to you? Does that bother you at all?
You know, it really doesn't. I know how elections are run. I know we've all been trained very extensively. I know if there's any issue, we have the county that we can call right away. Denise at Rice County is very available on election day, and all of her staff, and they're ready to answer any of the questions that we have. And our election judges are trained very extensively. This year, they went to in-person training at Rice County, and then they also do online training. So there is a lot that goes into preparing for the election.
And I can, I guess, vouch for the judges. Every time I go in, I usually know a number of the judges. And I live on the west side, so there's usually some students involved from St. Olaf College as well. Good people, they all know what they're doing, and they all follow the routine. So there's, I can't see there any being any malfeasance in there at all.
Correct. And our judges really take their job seriously. They take pride in helping the voters, and they just really enjoy it.
Yeah, they're good people, just good overall people. What else do we need to know about the voting process and the balloting process?
Well, I would say today starts direct balloting, so mm-hmm. we are open from 8 a.m. We take our last voter at 4:15 p.m. because we do close at 4:30, and there's some reports that we have to run at the end of the day. We're open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4:15. We're open Friday, 8 a.m. to 11:45. We take our last voter because our offices do close at noon on Friday. This Saturday, we are open. It's by state statute that all offices, election offices, are open for early voting, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., so we'll have staff there. And then next Monday is the last day that you can vote at City Hall, and that's from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., so we'll take our last voter at 4:45. And then on Election Day, the polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. We do have eight different precincts. We have four wards, two precincts per ward, and that information is all on our website, too.
Now, on Election Day, 8 o'clock, it's all said and done. What happens at that point? Does somebody from the city collect all that, or is somebody from the voting office collect all that? And
at 8 p.m., mm-hmm. our polls do close. Then the election judges start all of the reporting. So they close the polls, and then they modem over the results to Rice County or Dakota County. And then all of their election supplies come back down to City Hall, and we have lots of staff there that help them. And then we take everything over to Rice County or Dakota County.
And that process is couple hours or so? How long does that usually take?
For the primary, we were done probably around 10:30.
Okay.
Usually for the general, there's more voters, so it usually takes a lot longer. But
By midnight or so, what time do you think we'll be getting the results? And I know there's some variables there that you can't really exactly see in advance, but
right. Well, you can always check the Secretary of State's website. The results, as they come in, they are posted exactly on the Secretary of State's website. So as each precinct comes in, they are posted.
All right. I'll have to set my alarm for maybe midnight or so, or just find out the next day.
Yes, right.
Anything else, Lynette?
I don't think so.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and explaining
all
this.
Yes, thank you.
Much appreciated. And enjoy your election time while it's here.
Thank you.
And there'll be a lot of rejoice come Wednesday morning, I'm sure.
And make sure to get out and vote.
And get out and vote. That's Lynette Peterson, Northfield's city clerk. You're listening to 95.1 The One. We've got Rich coming.